Coming up on KUCB News, a local student earns top honors at Rawhide, and Alaska cruise traffic is on the rise. Stay tuned.
Local news is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 25 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, a water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair can be reached at 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Thursday, August 3rd, 2017. This summer, one Unalaska student took an unlikely path to become valedictorian of the Rural Alaska Honors Institute. KUCB's Barrett Wilbur has the story.
I present to you Brian Conwell.
Brian Conwell was greeted like a rock star when he stepped up to the mic, surrounded by cheering teenagers from across Alaska. But he didn't burst into song.
I'm Brian Conwell, and I'm a Rawhide reject.
When Conwell applied to the Rural Alaska Honors Institute, he was waitlisted. But after a last-minute invitation and 6 weeks of grueling college courses, Conwell was headlining graduation as the valedictorian. In 1983, Rawhide was established to help more rural and Alaska Native students get to higher education and succeed there. The transition to college is tough for most students. For rural Alaskans, it's even harder. Imagine a college biology class larger than your entire high school and hometown. So Rawhide gives rural scholars a college immersion, from admissions to academics to dorm life. It's free, very competitive, and previews the challenges to come.
Dropped into an unfamiliar college dorm with a bag full of clothes and a handful of school supplies, it was awkward at first. We were used to our high school routines and our friends back home. We struggled together, enduring essays, presentations, late nights, early mornings, sunburns, bug bites, and homesickness.
With no one telling him to do his homework, Conwell says he became responsible for his own education. And he was responsible. He knew he had a shot at being named valedictorian because he had a perfect GPA. But so did 18 other students.
I didn't find out till like the day before graduation. Greg Owens, who's the academic coordinator of Rawhide, he just came up to me and asked me, how do you feel about giving speeches? And that's what I knew.
In his address, Conwell issued a final challenge to his classmates. Whether you become a doctor or a dog musher, keep your community in your thoughts.
Your home community is what made you who you are today. Remember the people in your corner, the people back home rooting for you.
Along with college credits, Conwell says he earned some insight this summer. He'll apply to college for real this fall. And if he gets rejected from a few schools, well, that's just the beginning of a great valedictorian speech. In Unalaska, I'm Barrett Wilbur.
Longtime Kodiak resident and state senator Gary Stevens has filed to run for lieutenant governor in 2018. For now, he's the only person to declare candidacy for that position. Stevens has spent almost 18 years in the Alaska legislature, and before that, the Republican was a familiar face in Kodiak's local government. He was mayor of the Kodiak Island Borough and the city of Kodiak, in addition to serving as school board president. Stevens says running for lieutenant governor has been in the back of his mind for some time, and now that he's starting a new term in the Senate, he says he's finally in a good position to do it.
If I win, great. If I lose, I'll spend two more years in the Senate. So either way, I have a friend who used to always say, send me to Juneau or send me fishing. Either way, I win. I sort of feel that way, too. You know, either way, I'd much appreciate the opportunity of being a lieutenant governor. If that doesn't happen, I'll spend a couple more years in the Senate.
If elected lieutenant governor, Stevens says he'll be flexible about working with whoever wins the top job.
Giving the governor your input and your impression of how things should work or may work or can work is really, really important. And that's the main thing. And it's really up to the governor in that case to figure out how best to use the lieutenant governor.
Stevens says Alaska is struggling with its election process. Soon, he says the state will need to replace its voting machines and could consider an alternative method like mail-in ballots. He says his priorities also include healthcare, oil and gas, and international business. Alaskans will vote for governor and lieutenant governor in November of 2018. More tourists are expected to arrive in Alaska next year on cruise ships, according to new research from Wells Fargo. The company predicts about 6% growth over this summer, which has seen a little more than 1 million passengers statewide. That number is based on capacity, not tickets booked. John Binkley is president of Cruise Lines International Association Alaska, and he says they're just following the money.
Most of these are publicly traded companies, so they're looking at where they can take these assets, the ships, and move them to the destination where they're able to get the best return on investment for their shareholders. And right now, Alaska is popular, so that allows them to charge a little higher price.
Binkley says factors influencing high demand include Alaska-based reality TV shows, interest in the Arctic, and strong marketing. He expects cruise growth to continue into the 2019 season, although he doesn't have numbers yet. The Kawalungan tribe is hosting a community potluck Saturday to celebrate the end of Kamkangayu. The event will include native food, student artwork, and traditional singing and dancing. The community potluck starts Saturday at 1 o'clock at Humpy Cove. Also this weekend, golfers will tee off at the 2017 Tundra Golf Classic. The KUCB fundraiser will include golfing, games, concessions, and a bonfire, even if you don't play all 18 holes. The Tundra Golf Classic starts Saturday morning at Pyramid Valley and continues all weekend, rain or shine. Sign up by stopping by the radio station, calling 581-1888, or emailing Lauren at kucb.org. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.